Chapter 2. He conscripted 70,000 men to carry stone, and 80,000 to cut the stone in the mountains, and over these he placed 3,600 overseers. Moreover, Solomon sent this message to Huram, king of Tyre. As you dealt with my father David, sending him cedars to build a house for his dwelling, so deal with me. I intend to build a house for the honor of the Lord my God, and to consecrate it to him, for the burning of fragrant incense in his presence, for the perpetual display of the showbread, for holocausts, morning and evening, and for the Sabbaths, new moons, and festivals of the Lord our God. Such is Israel's perpetual obligation. And the house I intend to build must be large, for our God is greater than all other gods. Yet who is really able to build him a house, since the heavens and even the highest heavens cannot contain him? And who am I that I should build him a house, unless it be to offer incense in his presence? Now send me men skilled at work in gold, silver, bronze, and iron, in purple, crimson, and violet fabrics, and who know how to do engraved work, to join the craftsmen who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom my father David appointed. Also send me boards of cedar, cypress, and cabinet wood from Lebanon, for I realize that your servants know how to cut the wood of the Lebanon. My servants will labor with yours, in order to prepare for me a great quantity of wood, since the house I intend to build must be lofty and wonderful. I will furnish as food for your servants, the hewers who cut the wood, 20,000 cores of wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 measures of wine, and 20,000 measures of oil. Huram, king of Tyre, wrote an answer which he sent to Solomon. Because the Lord loves his people, he has placed you over them as king. He added, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, for having given King David a wise son of intelligence and understanding, who will build a house for the Lord, and also a house for his royal estate. I am now sending you a craftsman of great skill, Huram Abai, son of a Danite woman, and of a father from Tyre. He knows how to work with gold, silver, bronze, and iron, with stone and wood, with purple, violet, fine linen, and crimson, and also how to do all kinds of engraved work, and to devise every type of artistic work that may be given him, and your craftsmen, and the craftsmen of my lord David your father. And now, let my lord send to his servants the wheat, barley, oil, and wine, which he has promised. For our part, we will cut trees on Lebanon as many as you need, and float them down to you at the port of Joppa, whence you may take them up to Jerusalem. Thereupon Solomon took a census of all the alien men who were in the land of Israel, following the census David his father had taken of them, who were found to number 153,600. Of these he made 70,000 carriers and 80,000 cutters in the mountains, and 3,600 overseers to keep the people working.